Hi, this is Stacy.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, hello, James.
Hello?
Hey.
I'm here.
Hello, James.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how are you? Morning.
Pretty good. Morning, how you doing?
Good. Hello, and welcome to the Flag Football America podcast. And we are broadcast on the Flag Football America Network. And today we have a special guest with us today. And we want to thank you, James, for taking time to speak with us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me on.
So just, James, just to let you know,
I'm sorry?
A tournament bracket. And basically over the course of the actual March Madness, we had leagues vote. And as you voted and got different, passed different rounds, you were able to advance. And so congratulations to LV Gridiron for winning the 2017 Flag Madness tournament in the adult category.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. I couldn't have done it without all the people in my football group, all the people in the league, all their friends that helped us vote.
So now, how did you, well, we had talked, James, and you had, you know, told me, hey, we're going to get our league to win this thing, and this was early on, and not that I doubted you, but I was like, okay, great. What changed from first year to the last year? Meaning, like, because what we're trying to do as an organization, we're still trying to better promote, like, the tournament. So what was the difference between our first year of doing it and the second year?
Well, I wasn't a part of the first year. I just saw it after it had happened. So, and I was, after I saw that, I was like, I want to win this. I want to get a lot of great exposure for my LV Gridiron Football League.
So can you tell us, well, first of all, tell us a little bit about LV Gridiron. Tell us a little bit, because that's really one of the, I mean, there are going to be some prizes that we're going to give away, but the biggest thing I think this league does, I mean, this tournament does, is give different leagues exposure, and there's so many great leagues in the country. So just tell people a little bit about LV Gridiron and a little bit about your history and your role in the organization.
LV Gridiron is started back in 2010, kind of done out of spite, but it's grown into – it's not really a business for me. It's more of a family. It's a brotherhood, a frat. You know, we call it a frat brothers for football. We are pretty close. We have upward up to 36 teams at the most, you know, during the summer when it's 1,000 degrees in Vegas. I mean, we get about 20 teams that play on turf. So we get a lot of good dedication. just like Vegas, you know, a lot of leagues have been more established than we have, and kind of have like that little brother, you know, little brother complex. You know, we finally get in the NFL. We felt that we deserve it, and now, you know, with flag football, we're just trying to put LV Gridiron in Las Vegas, you know, because we have a lot of great athletes on the map.
So what type of – okay, so the league has been around since 2010. How many
yeah. –
how often – I mean, obviously being in Las Vegas, you can – the weather can promote you guys running obviously all year round, but what type of seasons do you run?
We usually run three seasons. Fall, spring, and summer. This year
okay.
we're running four, a winter and a summer, and then a fall and a spring. We do an 8-man format, and we just now introduced 5-man format. So we're trying to do a lot more 5-man.
Gotcha. Okay, so your primary is 8-man. You're starting a 4-man.
8-man semi-contact.
Okay, 8-man contact?
Yeah, 8-man contact.
Okay, and then you're going to move, you said, into 4-on-4, or was that you're doing 5-on-5?
Sports media. We're not moving. We're just adding on 5-man.
How do you see? I mean, just because I want to pick your brain while I have you on. And again, this is the
mm-hmm.
Flag Football America podcast. We're on with James. What's the best way to pronounce your last name?
Burgoyne, two syllables.
Okay, Burgoyne. Burgoyne. Yes. Okay, awesome. He is the basically, are you the basically the founder, director of LV Gridiron? They were our 2017 Flag Madness tournament champions. They got over 2,200 votes to win. And so how has flag football changed since you started? Because 2010, I know some leagues that are older, but that's a long time. I mean, you've been doing it a while, so things have changed quite a bit. What's changed the most?
Generational. I've been playing since 94, and I've just been running a league since, I ran a different league about 2 years before that. So since 2008, I've been, in the back end parts of running a league. It's changed over a lot. It's becoming more popular. They're now introducing women, a lot more. Out here we have high school flag football for women, five men. It's growing. It's going to be popular. I think as years go on, I think it's going to be, probably one of the most popular sports, most popular recreational sport, and even organized sport going into the future. I coach flag football for my children. They do five-man NFL flag. We went to the Best of the West tournament in San Diego, held by Hard Count. There was 110 youth teams there last June. I mean, that's how popular and that's how big it's grown.
Right. Wow. So now how many teams do you normally get in your leagues? I mean, I guess it was interesting with youth flag football. Spring tends to be a little more popular in the fall because from what I understand, and I know a little bit about the youth just from some of the leagues in my local area, spring tends to be a little bit more popular, the youth, because of some of the kids who don't actually play traditional football. So you'll get maybe more kids out in the spring. But, like, with your league, how many leagues, teams on average do you get, and then what tends to be your more popular season?
Spring, because NFL's not on. The weather's it's in transition, going from winter into spring. Well, we don't really have a whole lot of spring. It goes from cool to hot.
Right, okay, I could imagine, yeah. So how many teams will you typically get in the spring for your eight-man?
The most I've gotten is 36. A little tough now because sometimes you get some dominant teams and then other teams tend to merge because they're trying to knock off the, king of the hill. I've had some really great teams. I've had this TMT, they're called Too Much Talent. I've had DX. I mean, these are teams that have won multiple championships over the year. DX is like the Playboy Bunnies. The same team as the Playboy Bunnies. They're going to be playing out in Orlando along with Sick With It UFB merger. There's a lot of mergers that are going around because they're trying to get to be the best.
So what's your official title, James? What do you go by? Director, founder? What's like the title that you kind of go by with your league?
The owner, founder, director, I just go by the commission, commissioner.
Yeah. Okay. So, again, this is the Flag Football America podcast. We are celebrating the victory of LV Gridiron. They won our Flag Madness tournament in the adult bracket. So, without giving away too much, how did you go about getting so many votes? And one, I announced this on my podcast yesterday, but last year we had some security issues. In other words, we didn't have our security settings set properly so people could kind of clear their cache, and we got like 16,000 votes, but that wasn't a great indicator. But this year with improved security, we got 22,000 votes. So we're pretty excited. But like, what I saw through the tournament was it's kind of tough to keep people voting once and then round two vote again. Without giving away your secrets, what were some of your strategies to kind of keep people engaged?
You know what? I have to give it off to the guys in my league. They're very prideful. They want to win. Like I said, it's like a frat. didn't matter if they're on the same team or an opposite team. They wanted to see us win. They wanted to see Vegas, you know, a lot more exposure for Vegas. And basically social media, you know, I have a guy in my league named Dario Herrera. He's a media, you know, advertiser. He knows how to spread and get people to vote. And basically I would get, you know, everybody to share the website on their personal Facebook. I have over 1,600 friends and sharing it with them. And if I get even a quarter of that, that's a lot of people, you know, voting.
Well, that's great. And, you know, one of the things that this tournament, you know, it sort of started out as kind of like something I thought, hey, we'll be a great way for, because every league thinks that their league is the best. And I think that's awesome, you know. And I thought, hey, what's a great way to bring the league together but not really have to compete, just something kind of fun. So by you winning this tournament, you not only show that your league is obviously in a really good position, but you show you as like a commissioner that you really have the pulse and sort of like you're really connected to your players. You know, how do you stay connected? How are you able to sort of keep things going? You know, obviously being busy and having a regular life like a lot of guys do.
Regular life.
Right? Yeah. If there is such a thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's something you got to be passionate about. You know, it's like anything you do. You're not gonna want to do work, or you're not gonna want to read something that you don't enjoy. You know, I enjoy flag football. You know, besides my kids and my family, it's life. You know, I got, you know, I coach my kids. I enjoy that. I, you know, do the flag football for the adults because I enjoy it. You know, I played for 20 plus years, still sort of playing, you know, getting a little old. So, you know, the body doesn't, you know, heal as well. But I do this for them, you know. They know that I'm passionate. You know, it's not about the money, because, you know, if it was, it kind of skews the way you kind of do business. And for me, it's, you know, it's about the guys.
That's great. Yeah, I kind of regret saying that. If you're running an adult league and working a job, you're definitely not regular. You know what I mean? I think it takes a special individual to want to run any kind of league, especially with adults.
Well, just so everybody knows, it's always the referee's fault when people lose.
Yes, I'm putting that on the shirt. When we, yo, that is so classic. When we win, we're great. When we lose, it's the ref's fault. I'm going to trademark that. Again, thank you, James, for taking the time. We got about 2 minutes left in our podcast. We have James. He is the commissioner of LV Gridiron. So, James, what are your short-term and long-term goals for the league? And what do you think about some of these newer organizations that are popping up, like sort of like the Battle Circuit or even on the West Coast? What do you see the future of your league is? And then what do you think of some – what's the future of flag football?
I think the future of flag football is nothing but up. The LV Gridiron is part of the West Coast Union with, you know, Fresno League, the Man Up League, the Arizona Flag League, you know, and a Battle Orlando. I hope, I hope it turns out very well. You know, he's got a great idea and format that he's doing, Chuck Davis. You know, I'm waiting to see how it goes. You know, the Battle Alabama went well. I just, you know, there's a lot of tournaments out there that are ran by some guys, some people that it's all about money for them. They don't care about the product. They don't care about the individuals. And it seems like Chuck Davis is, you know, about that. So we'll see how it goes. You know, they're going to be having a Battle Las Vegas. I'll be helping them out. We'll see where it goes from there. But I see nothing but positive, and it's all up from here.
That's great. James, you are our champion. So throughout the year, Flag Football America is going to use you and use your league sort of as the gold standard to promote not only the Flag Madness tournament, but just to spread the word. So, you know, I know you're busy, but as you get some time in a couple of weeks, we would love for you to send us some promotional materials that we could post on our website. And we would like to sort of give you guys some, like, a bigger presence, not only on our Facebook and Instagram, but also on our website.
All right. I appreciate it. I would love to do that.
Yeah, so feel free to send us, you know, highlight some players. Send us as many photos as you want. You can email us at flagfootballamerica@gmail.com. Send us as many photos as you can, and we'll put together sort of a nice little commemorative item for you so that we can that you can celebrate your win. And then offline, we'll talk about some of the prizes that we're going to send to you and to congratulate you on your win.
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, because I'm glad this is a big victory for LV Gridiron. I mean, Vegas is coming back.
Yep, Vegas is coming back. And so now you're the champion. And so this will improve your top 100 ranking. And so now you're going to be sort of the standard everyone's going for. So let's see if you guys can repeat. You got a full year to get your marketing strategy together to repeat.
I plan on trying to repeat. I mean, I had a tough road going against Atlanta Women's League, Smash Mouth. I went against some tough competition, and I'm just glad I was able to pull it out.
Again, this is the Flag Football America Network podcast. We're on with LV Gridiron. Thank you so much for your time, and we'll look forward to speaking with you again soon.
All right. Thanks a lot, Stacey. I appreciate it.
Okay. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
Okay, bye.